everyone, welcome back. We're doing a deep dive today into an episode of the Faith Beams podcast.
Faith Beams, okay.
And they're looking at finding hope and healing, you know? During times of national transition, mm-hmm. which I think is super interesting.
Yeah.
And specifically, they talk about a new president and the aftermath of those terrible wildfires.
Wow.
And I'm so curious to see how they're going to tie all of that together.
It is an interesting mix. Yeah.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it makes you think about how people turn to faith for comfort and guidance when things feel uncertain. You know,
right.
In times of transition and upheaval.
Exactly. And that's one of the first things they talk about is God's role in leadership.
Okay.
They're essentially saying that God is in control no matter who's in charge.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a powerful concept. It really is.
It is.
I mean, think about how that belief might impact
mm-hmm.
how people view political transitions.
Right.
For example, does it create a sense of peace knowing there's a bigger plan? Or does it raise questions about human responsibility in leadership?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm kind of leaning towards that bigger plan idea.
Okay.
They even bring up Daniel 2.21. It says, he changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wow, if you believe that, it kind of puts things in perspective.
It does. Okay. You know, it makes you think about free will, too.
Right.
Like, our choices really our own, or they're this divine hand guiding things. It's a question that's been debated, you know, for centuries.
Right.
Philosophers, theologians, everyone.
For sure. But then they switch gears completely and talk about those devastating wildfires and finding refuge during that.
Right.
They frame God as a source of comfort when everything else feels lost.
Yeah.
Which I think, you know, makes a lot of sense.
Well, think about it. When you're facing that kind of loss and destruction, wouldn't you seek solace wherever you could find it? I mean, and for a lot of people, faith provides that.
Right.
That sense of hope and resilience, you know?
Totally. They even quote Isaiah 61.3.
Okay.
Which talks about exchanging ashes for beauty and mourning for joy.
Wow.
It's such powerful imagery, especially when you think about all the devastation.
It's like this promise of restoration and healing.
Yeah.
Even when you've experienced profound loss.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it reminds me of how throughout history, communities turn to faith to rebuild and find meaning after disasters.
Right.
It's almost like a collective coping mechanism.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I can totally see that.
Yeah.
You know, finding strength in those shared beliefs and traditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then they kind of turn again.
Yeah.
And start talking about unity.
Okay.
And working together.
All right.
Even with all our differences.
Yeah.
Which seems like a pretty tough ask today.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
Especially with, you know, all the political division these days.
It's like everyone's retreating into their own little corners.
Yeah, they're in their silos, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And they even pull out Colossians 3.13:14, bear with each other and forgive one another, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
Wow.
But I mean, how realistic is that?
You know, it's
forgiveness.
It's a tall order.
Unity. Great ideas, but putting them into practice, especially when people have these deeply opposing views.
Right.
It's a whole other story.
It really is. It makes you wonder if there's like a blueprint for building that unity.
Right.
Or if it's more about individual choices.
All right.
You know?
Yeah. Like, how do you actually make that happen?
Exactly.
It makes you think about faith communities, right? Like, do they have a role to play?
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, throughout history, they've been at the forefront of a lot of social change movements.
Right.
But they've also been, you know, sources of division and conflict at times.
Right.
It really just depends on how those beliefs are interpreted, I guess.
It's like this paradox.
Yeah.
Right? Like this potential for good and bad.
For sure.
But then they kind of switch gears again.
Okay.
And they talk about hope for the future.
Okay.
And that God has a plan even when things look really bleak.
Right.
And that there's always a reason to be hopeful.
It's so interesting how they tie that in.
Yeah.
You know, think about it from like a psychological perspective.
Okay.
Hope is such a powerful emotion.
It is.
It can help us cope with stress, make healthier choices, boost our resilience.
I love that.
When facing challenges.
Yeah.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy almost.
Right. And they even quote Jeremiah 29.11.
Okay.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. It's like such a go-to verse for people.
Yeah, it's very comforting.
Yeah.
Especially during tough times, you know.
Totally.
It reminds you that, you know, there's something bigger going on.
Right.
Even when we can't see it. And that can be really empowering.
Yeah, like even when you're facing the unknown.
Right.
You've got that.
You have that sense of purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
And direction.
But then they end with this call to action.
Oh.
They're telling listeners to pray, act, and unite.
Wow. That's a pretty bold statement.
It is.
Makes you wonder how those actions translate, you know,
into
real world change.
Exactly.
Like, what does it mean to pray
right.
in a way that makes a difference?
Yeah.
And how do you act in a way that aligns with your beliefs,
right.
but also has a tangible impact?
And how do you unite with people
right.
who have
yeah.
totally different viewpoints?
Like, they're asking listeners to take this leap of faith.
They are.
Both literally and figuratively.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
So it's about bridging that gap.
Yeah.
Between belief and action.
Exactly. Which can be tough.
It can be so tough.
Especially today.
Especially in today's world. Yeah.
So what do you think about that? Like, how do you approach that?
I'm honestly still processing all of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to get caught up in the inspirational message.
Right.
But for me, it's the practicality
yeah.
that I'm interested in.
Totally.
You know, like, okay,
yeah.
I want to make a difference, but...
Where do you start?
Where do I even begin?
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's where the real deep dive starts.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
It's... looking at those calls to action and figuring out how they might play out in our own lives.
Okay. I like that.
So let's start with prayer.
Okay.
What does that word even mean to you?
I think for me, it's always been about connecting to something larger than myself.
Okay.
Finding a sense of peace and guidance.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that some people view it as like
yeah.
a direct form of communication with God.
Like asking for specific things.
Yeah.
Or intervention.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a key distinction.
It is.
And it highlights how different people might approach this, you know,
right.
this call to pray. Some are looking for strength.
Yeah.
Others are looking for specific outcomes.
Right.
And then there's the act part.
Right.
Seems straightforward.
It does.
But what are we talking about here?
Yeah, like what actions?
What kind of actions?
Exactly. Are we talking about donating to charity, volunteering our time, protesting?
I think it goes deeper than that.
Okay.
It's about aligning your everyday actions.
Oh, wow.
With your beliefs.
Okay.
Making conscious choices that reflect your values.
Okay, so it's not just about the big things. It's the yeah. little things, too.
It's about that ripple effect, you know.
I like
the impact of our choices on the world around us.
The ripple effect.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then, of course, there's the big one.
Unity.
Unity.
How do we even begin to do that?
I know.
In a world that is so divided.
It feels like every time we take one step forward.
We go 2 steps back.
We get pushed back 2 steps.
Exactly.
But you know, the podcast is hinting at something.
Okay.
I think it's the power of empathy. Yeah, trying to understand other people's perspectives.
Even if you don't agree.
Even if you don't agree.
Right.
It's about building bridges instead of walls.
I love that.
You know, recognizing that we're all part of something bigger.
It's a beautiful idea.
It is.
But it's also really daunting.
Yeah, it is.
How do you bridge those divides
Both.
When there's so much
anger,
distrust?
Yeah. I think it starts small.
Okay.
Maybe it's a conversation with someone who has different views.
Okay.
Finding common ground on certain issues.
Okay.
You know, just planting those seeds of understanding.
Yeah, chipping away at those walls.
Exactly.
But what about people who don't share the same faith?
That's a great question.
As the Faith Beams podcast,
yeah.
do these ideas resonate with them?
I think there are definitely elements of their message that are universal.
Yeah.
Like the desire for hope, the need for healing, the call to action.
It's like we're all human, right?
Exactly.
We all kind of experience that.
It's that shared human experience, you
yeah.
know? Regardless of your background.
I like that.
Makes you wonder if we can translate these principles
right.
into something more secular
yeah.
to speak to a broader audience.
So even if you don't agree with their beliefs,
right.
there's still something to be learned from those right. themes of hope, healing, and action.
It's about finding a language that resonates, you know.
With everybody.
Yeah, with everyone.
It's like we're all on this journey together.
We are.
Even though we have different paths.
I think that's a really powerful message.
It is.
You know what you think?
It's like they're saying, hey, we may not agree on everything, but
yeah.
we all want a better world.
It's all want a better world.
Right.
Exactly. And that's a good starting point.
It is.
But the question is, how do we take those good intentions
right.
and turn them into action?
It's the million-dollar question.
How do we go from inspiration to implementation?
That's the challenge, right? It's like we have this roadmap for tough times, but the terrain is anything but straightforward.
It's like having a compass.
Okay.
But no map.
I like it.
You know, the direction.
Okay.
But not the path.
Right. So how do we find our way? The Faith Beams folks talk about prayer, action, and unity, but those are really big concepts.
Yeah, yeah.
Or do we break those down, you know,
and, right,
into something we can actually use?
Maybe start small.
Okay.
Instead of trying to solve everything at once.
Right.
You know, focus on one area where you feel called.
What speaks to your heart?
Yeah, what speaks to your heart?
Honestly, those wildfires really got to me.
Okay.
The destruction and the stories of loss. It was just so overwhelming.
Yeah, that's a powerful place to start.
Yeah.
So how can you channel those feelings into action? They mentioned prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Does that resonate with you?
It does in a way.
Okay.
But I don't think I'd be praying for a specific outcome.
Okay.
You know, like, please stop all wildfires.
Right.
It'd be more about finding strength and peace.
Okay.
And even gratitude for what I haven't lost.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's about finding comfort, you know.
Yeah.
In the midst of chaos.
But what about action? What could I actually do to help people affected by the wildfires?
Well, there's always organizations that provide aid and support.
Right.
You could donate or volunteer.
Yeah, and spread awareness, too.
Exactly.
Like fundraising or sharing information.
Those actions can really make a difference.
It's like actions speak louder than words.
Right.
But they also talked about unity.
They did.
How do we foster unity around something like climate change?
That's a tough one.
Which fuels these fires.
Yeah.
It is a tough one.
I think empathy is key.
Okay.
Listening to different perspectives.
Even if you don't agree.
Even if you don't agree.
Right.
Finding common ground.
Yeah, working together to find solutions.
Exactly.
It's like we all share this planet.
You do.
We all have a stake in this.
We're all in this together.
Right. And it might mean having some uncomfortable conversations.
It might.
But those conversations are important.
They are, if we want to build a better future.
So it's prayer, action, and unity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also empathy, understanding.
Yeah.
Finding common ground.
It's about taking these big ideas.
Right.
And figuring out how they work for you.
Exactly. And knowing that we're not alone.
Yeah.
In this journey.
We have each other.
This has been a really eye-opening deep dive.
It has.
What started as looking at one podcast episode.
Right.
Turned into thinking about how we face challenges and find hope.
Yeah. In a world that can feel chaotic.
It can.
And uncertain.
Yeah. And I think the biggest takeaway is that hope is not something that just happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we have to work for.
It's something we cultivate.
Right, through our choices, our actions.
And our willingness to connect.
Even when it's hard.
Even when it's hard.
So as you go from here, we encourage you to think about this. What small step can you take today to bring more hope, healing, or unity into your own life or the world? It doesn't have to be huge. Just a small act of kindness, a moment of reflection, or a conversation that bridges a divide. Remember, even the smallest ripples can create waves of change. Until next time, keep diving deep and keep the hope alive.